September 4. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Proverbs 3:6. From the very beginning of their married life, the couple must bring themselves under the headship of the Lord Jesus Christ in every matter. He is the living head of the church, and he should be acknowledged as such in every aspect of married life. For a happy home, those who are brought together by the Lord must accept the headship of the Lord Jesus Christ. They must say by faith, Lord Jesus Christ, you are our Creator, you have all power. You became man for us, died in our stead and rose again to live in us. We give complete charge of our hearts, lives and plans. We will not do anything without your permission. That is how they should begin their married life. The husband should say, Lord Jesus Christ, this is your home, we are your children. I do not want my will or my wife's will to be done in this home, but your will only. In the same way, the wife also should acknowledge the headship of the Lord Jesus Christ and say, Yes, Lord, this is not my home. It is your home. You have given us this home. Let not my will or my husband's will be done in this home, but only your will. Otherwise, the husband will say to the wife, You are my wife, you must listen to me. If you do not obey me, I will make you to obey. See that I will do. Then the wife will say, I know more than you. I will not listen to you. That is how the quarrel starts. In the beginning they quarrel with doors and windows closed, after some time they quarrel openly, even in the streets. For a happy home they must acknowledge the headship of the Lord Jesus Christ, before going anywhere and doing anything. This should be their daily practice, throughout their married life. His will is the best for us because he loves us much more than we can think or imagine.